Now, if you can master a musical instrument or learn to read music when you're a child, there's evidence that it could improve your mental agility. Researchers in the United States say it's similar to how physical exercise affects the body. Well, Professor Nina Kraus is from Northwestern University in Illinois. She's one of the report's authors. And Fran Pai is the first violinist with the BBC Philharmonic Orchestra, and she's in Bolton this evening. Good evening to both of you. Nina, if I can come to you first, just explain to us how music can have such a positive effect on the brain and on our learning.
Well, I was delighted to be asked to review the scientific evidence that is really pointing to the pervasive effects that musical experience, and I'm talking about active musical experience, has on our nervous system throughout our lifetime. And so there really are compelling data with looking at researchers from all over the world using a variety of approaches and different philosophies that are coming together with some scientific power to support the idea that active engagement with music really changes our nervous system in profound ways.
And Nina, does this apply to all children, or do you have to be musically talented to begin with for it to work?
It would appear, as always, there is a nature and nurture component to everything. The data, however, across many studies indicate that the extent of musical experience, so the amount of time that you practice, is directly correlated with the benefits. So that would argue that at least in part, there is an important experience-dependent component.
Well, let's talk to Fran Pai, the first violinist at the BBC Philharmonic Orchestra. So by this stretch, Fran, you must be a right clever clogs. How old were you when you took up the violin?
I was 9 when I started the violin.
And did you find it difficult to read music and to learn the instrument?
Well, I'd pestered my mum and dad to play the piano because my brother went when he was 7 and I was 5. So I kind of started quite young because at that point I couldn't read, and normally most teachers say they don't take you unless you can read. But by the time I got to playing the violin, obviously I could read a few notes, obviously, with the piano tuition. But there is evidence that, you know, you're using a different part of the brain, I think, for music education and playing. And there is evidence that children at school do better when they're either exposed to music or they play an instrument. You know, there's a real discipline involved there and having to learn something, and it can help with things like reading or just general sort of academic things, you know.
And that was your experience as well? You find that your musical ability helped you learn other stuff?
I'm not sure that would be... I don't know that you could really say that was the case. I mean, everything takes hard work. You know, you have to put the effort in to get the results. But I do see that children that do play in music and are involved in orchestral life, even if it's just going to end up as a hobby, they do seem to have a very well-rounded sort of education. You know, that they are. It does seem to help them. I mean, everywhere you look nowadays, everybody's using it as a stress buster. They've all got iPods. You know, pregnant women listen to music. It affects the child in the womb. There's so much evidence, even with education work. I mean, I've done a lot of work going into schools from primary age to college age. And the sense of achievement when they've never played an instrument before, but by the end of the project, they've come up with their own piece of music that they've invented themselves.
Mm-hmm. Fran, thank you very much. Yeah. That's Fran Pai from the BBC Philharmonic Orchestra. Nina Kraus at Northwestern University in Illinois, thank you as well. Now, Fran and the rest of the BBC Philharmonic are performing Tchaikovsky Symphony No. 6 at the Proms at the Albert Hall on Friday. We'll have a quick listen to what that sounds like. That's enough brain power, I think, for both of us. It's not really going to make that much of a difference if you're starting from a low bass.
You're not musical.
I like going to the Proms. I went last night and there was a modern piece. And
listen, you went to the Proms.
I did go to the Proms, but it sounded like a cat having a panic attack in the cutlery drawer. It wasn't really.
Well, I hope they're not listening.
Nice sound,
right.
No.